And then we're going to take our second break. And this is when we typically do Rhetoric of Pop, but we're not doing that this week, are we?
No, we're not. We are doing a Rhetoric of Show Tunes.
Rhetoric of Show Tunes. Okay.
And we will be analyzing the song Light My Candle from Rent, because we thought we'd give everyone a bit of a Hamilton break.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So this is Light My Candle, and we will see you on the other side of that.
What do you forget?
Got a light.
I know you're shivering.
It's nothing, they turned off my heat. And I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you light my candle? What are you staring at?
Nothing, your hair in the moonlight. You look familiar. Can you make it?
Just haven't eaten much today. At least the room stopped spinning. Anyway, what?
Nothing. Your smile reminded me.
I always remind people of who is she?
She died. Her name was April.
It's out again. Sorry about your friend. Would you like my candle?
Well.
It's dripping. I like it between my
fingers. I figured. Oh well. Good night. It blew out again.
No, I think that I dropped my stash.
I know I've seen you out and about when I used to go out. Your candle's out.
I had it when I walked in the door. It was pure. Is it on the floor?
The floor?
They say that I have the best ass below 14th Street. Is it true?
What?
You're staring again.
Oh no, I mean you do have a nice, I mean you look familiar.
Like your dead girlfriend.
Only when you smile, but I'm sure I've seen you somewhere else.
Do you go to the Cat Scratch Club? That's where I work, I dance.
Yes, they used to tie you up.
It's a living.
I didn't recognize you without the handcuffs.
We could light the candle.
Why don't you forget that stuff? You look like you're 16.
I'm 19, but I'm old for my age. I'm just born to be bad.
I once was born to be bad. I used to shiver like that.
I have no heat, I told you.
I used to sweat.
I got a cold.
Uh-huh. I used to be a junkie.
And then I like to feel good.
Oh, here.
What's that?
A candy bar wrapper.
Could light the candle. Oh, what you do with my candle?
That was my last match.
Our eyes will just thank God for the moon.
Maybe it's not the moon at all. I hear Spike Lee shooting down the street.
My father's. Do you want to dance?
With you?
No, with my father.
I'm Roger.
They call me.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul. So we're gonna get into doing Rhetoric of Show Tunes.
Yeah, a little different take on Rhetoric of Pop this week.
Because there's an argument in everything, including pop music as well as show tune music.
Like, if not especially in show tune music.
Yeah, true. And probably even more so, yeah.
So one of the, maybe a problem, maybe not a problem with this is that this song specifically is that it's in a musical that like has a very specific context within the musical and we're kind of listening to it out of that context.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain the context or should we leave it out?
No, I think I should. Yeah, I'll explain it.
Okay,
real briefly. So it's between two characters named Roger and Mimi. Mimi is a 19-year-old stripper in New York City. And Roger is a wannabe rock star who recently lost his girlfriend to, I think, drug addiction. And so he's kind of been cooped up in his apartment for quite some time, and Mimi kind of stumbles in looking to quote light her candle, and then their romance kind of blossoms from there.
So what's the argument?
Good question. So context, I feel like, again, is going to be important with the argument,
you know, because you can listen to a pop song from the Hot Billboard 100 and not know anything about anything else those artists sing, but you kind of got to know.
That's really the key difference between songs for musicals and just regular songs is that they are part of advancing a plot.
Right. Mm.
So, and I'm really bad at this because I don't listen to a lot of them.
Right. I think one of the biggest parts of Rent and part of its notoriety is that the theme is, for most of it, baggage. Like, everyone in this musical has some degree of baggage, more often than not in the form of HIV. correct me if I'm wrong, I think both Mimi and Roger have HIV. Is that right?
I think just Mimi has it. I don't think Roger has it.
Okay, great.
All right, but what does that have to do with lighting a candle?
Well, I it sounds like to me like Roger...
This doesn't seem like a literal candle to me.
Correct. It might be a euphemism of some kind.
That's important to mild, establish in the rhetoric of this.
Correct. It's a mild innuendo.
Yeah.
It sounds like to me that Roger is like kind of in the middle of both grieving someone that he's lost, I think also to HIV. I remember the movie.
It was something.
He lost
someone that he
Something loved. Tragic.
Something yeah. tragic happened to him, and he's coming to terms with that, but also has this other woman swing into his life.
So he's kind of lost the flame in his life.
True.
Speaking metaphorically about flames, like love interests, and he's looking for a new one?
No, he's not. He was not looking for a new one.
So he doesn't want her to light his candle? Who wants her candle lit?
Mimi wants her candle lit.
Okay. So he's like refusing to light it.
Well, no, he does.
Lighting his candle is sex, right?
I was thinking it was just like pursuing a relationship.
Yeah, it could be just a blossoming person.
Flame.
Togetherness. Yeah, it doesn't have to be dirty.
Okay, that's fine.
Could be also.
Hey, man.
No judgment from Ryan. So I guess the argument, like, underlying is that one person wants it and the other one doesn't. So it's like a persuasion of trying to get someone to light the candle.
It's a persuasive essay.
Yeah, basically.
Do we have any ethos, logos, pathos coming from this?
There is an ethos that I'll share. In the middle of Mimi's line, she says that I have the best ass below 14th Street. Is that true? That's clearly an emotional appeal of some kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a logos appeal. Like, don't you want the best ass below 14th Street?
Very logical.
This is a family show. Just kidding.
The word ass is used in the Bible, just so we're on the same page.
Right.
Okay.
The Catch Club.
One thing I will notice, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the argument per se, but I think this is a lot more straightforward than some of the more metaphorical aspects of music. Not saying pop music is like known for its amazing metaphors, but I feel like you kind of have to be straightforward when you're trying to tell the story to a wide-ranging audience. So
yeah, I mean, we uncovered it pretty quickly.
Okay, Alex,
or does it take me forever with Panda or whatever?
I typically do thumbs up, thumbs down for whether we not just like the song, but think it gets its point across well. So tell me, do we thumbs up or thumbs down this?
I think thumbs up. I mean, like you said, it's really straightforward. So, like, it definitely gets the message across.
But it also does it metaphorically, not just like,
true,
let's get together.
So, thumbsing up. Cool. Awesome. Another thumbs up from us. Cool. And then if you want to just wrap up title of the day, can you give us one last clue really quick? And then.
Yeah, sure. Let me.
No, she only had one clue prepared.
Oh, really?
That's it. We only get one clue, right?
Well, no, I could just.
No, no, it's okay. We'll just.
No?
Last minute guesses?
That last minute
Brendan thinks he's got it. So.
I know. Okay, literature figure, something rotten has to have something to do with Hamlet and not Hamilton.
I was going to say, not to be confused with.
Not to be confused with Hamilton, although that is a running joke on the interwebs. It's got to be some kind of parody.
Yay, Hamlet.
Yay, Hamlet.
Of Hamlet. Yes.
I'm stealing that answer. It's a parody of Hamlet.
Something rotten. Should I? Something rotten in Denmark is the quote. I don't. It's a literary figure, right? So not a real figure. So that would make sense that it's Hamlet.
Well, no, it's it's an author. It's an actual literary author.
Oh, is it
author about
Shakespeare then?
Is that everyone's answer?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the... Oh, it's about Shakespeare?
Yeah, something... That's
so not about Hamlet then, about Shakespeare.
Yes. Some would say that they're similar, but...
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's the answer? Okay, so according to Wikipedia... It is Something Rotten is set in 1595. The story follows the Bottom brothers, Nick and Nigel, who struggle to find success in the theatrical world as they compete for the with the wild popularity of their contemporary William Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Perfect. So we were right-ish.
Yeah.
It has more to do with Nick Bottom, which is actually an award at the Penny's Awards show, guys.
But I didn't know that.
Anyway.
Very cool.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex, so much. That was amazing. That was
super fun
such
show.
An incredible
episode.
It was
so much fun to be on here.
Yeah. We will be back with more Edge Turns next week. Amanda, our other Edge Turn, will
Amanda.
Be hosting the show. So, a good first one down, and we got another one coming up for the Skrull Nation.
Alex set the bar pretty high.
So you have to say it this week. You have to say, this has been Skrull Radio reminding you to, and then we all say, put it in writing. So you say it.
Okay, this is Skrull Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.